Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Driven in the air, deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Michael Busch with his third home run. Swinging a fly ball to right. That ball is going to be a home run. Michael Busch with another home run.
High fly ball hit to deep right center field. This may go. It's gone. Another moonshot for Michael Busch. Cubs win! A 3-2 victory over the Mariners here in Seattle.
The Cubs end the ballgame with a pickoff of first base to end the game. Wow.
So Cincinnati, with an 11-4 win, they sweep this three-game series over the White Sox. And the White Sox fall to 2-13.
I don't see the light of the tunnel. You know, I don't see anything get better.
Our expectations for you were low, but holy.
But right now, I want to go to Barry Rosner. Who's going to win the Masters?
I hate to say it. It's such a ridiculous answer. But if Scottie Scheffler putts, he's 10 strokes better than everyone he's playing against right now.
Now, Scottie Scheffler. People have been wondering, who is the next star in golf? And maybe they just haven't realized he was here the whole time. His stardom confirmed.
One, two, three. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It was quite a sports weekend. Cubs take 2 of 3 in Seattle. Scottie Scheffler, a dominant, historic performance at the Masters. The NBA play-in and playoff field and seedings is officially set, and the White Sox are still a thing. What's up, Speegs?
Hey, man, they're one of the key franchises in this city. Kevin Warren told us, and let's never let ourselves forget. What up, Danny? Nice to see you. Nice to be here with Shane and with Alex Kuhn. How about our guy Tanny in New York yesterday for Bulls Knicks? He'll be back with us tomorrow. So he made that destination trip and saw what ended up being a great game that had, like, actual relevance to the Eastern Conference standings yesterday.
Yeah, that was very, very weird. Very Tibbs-ish. Like, overtime and starters yeah. and 82nd game of the season uh-huh. and the whole thing. It was, yeah. that was very, very, very strange.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a sports weekend. I'm pledging right now, publicly, to record, write and record one Bears song every week or else I'll buy you lunch. No, I'm pledging right now publicly to go to Seattle the next time the Cubs are there. I'm like, I've never been to Seattle, which is crazy.
I never have either.
And I've never been to that ballpark. And yesterday, after they finished that off with the walk-off pickoff and like all those Cub fans behind the dugout, traveling as well as they are right now, but just the whole thing, it's like, I was watching that yesterday, man. Like, it's supposedly such a great, great city. So much good music, so much good food. I got to go. You want to go with me next time it happens, no matter what?
I can't give you no matter what.
Oh!
But I would very much like to go. I mean, the Pacific Northwest, I would, let's put it this way. I'm a tentative yes.
Okay. I'll take it.
I'm not as big into the proclamations as you.
Yeah, no, sure. Sure, I get it. I get it. And, but, you know, I mean, who knows? Who knows when that'll be and what our...
It'll be in 2 years, right?
So it'll be in... Will it be in 2 years?
You play every team every year in baseball, and you rotate home and away for out of league, right? Is it not that simple?
I don't know. They've changed it so many times. It's a good question.
I think that they've balanced out the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So you play your division less, but to make sure that you – so that it, the idea is that you would never go 2 years without Shohei Ohtani coming to your ballpark. I think that's the idea.
Yeah, so six or seven games against each of the other 10 teams in their own league, four games against one geographic rival from the other league, three games against each against the other 14 teams. Yes, you're right. So you play.
So you're guaranteed
you're
everybody
one season.
Now. You're guaranteed one series a year.
Yeah.
Against every team, and then presumably, I would think. I guess it wasn't said there, but I would think next year the Cubs would or Seattle would be at Wrigley.
Yeah, you're on it. So 2026. So 2026. I will make it a point. I'm pledging publicly to get there. That's for sure. And you're hereby invited, sir.
All right. I'm going to give you an invited and a tentative yes. Pacific. I would say Seattle is the best American city that I have not been to. And I've never been to anywhere. I've never been to the Pacific Northwest. I've never been to Washington State. I've never been to Oregon. I've never been to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Never been anywhere over there. So I would closest I've been is Northern California. So that would be lovely. But Michael Bush and the Cubs, they're not making it easy. They are inducing a lot of anxiety. Not Michael Bush, the Cubs in general, the bullpen is inducing anxiety. We can get into some specifics on that. But given the injuries that they've had and the bullpen performances that they've gotten, I feel like the fact that they are still winning against good teams really, really bodes well for what this thing could look like over 162.
I think that's fair. You'd there are some iffy situations which they will have a chance to get better, to improve during the course of the year, whether it's by acquisitions or people coming up from the minors to get that role churn and that roster churn in the bullpen until they can figure out who are the people they can trust. But overall, that offense looks to have a lot of different pieces that can pick you up from time to time in a game. I mean, you've had stretches where it's like Saya's the best hitter. And then you've had stretches where it's like, oh, Morel's on fire right now. And then right now you're in a stretch where Michael Bush has a home run in four straight games. And you know that Bellinger, even though the production isn't there in terms of what you'd like, you've seen a ton of bat control his continued ability to be what he is. Like Swanson had a great start. There's a lot of depth in that lineup to feel good about, and that's going to carry them, in some games for sure.
Well, and the Bush thing specifically as an answer to what ailed them, they didn't have enough power. They retained Bellinger, and didn't add power, right? They add the only way that because the roster is very similar. Like maybe you add power for Morel being here for a full season, or maybe someone, you know, Saya finished last year strong, but maybe Saya can have a full season of health and production, which you haven't seen yet since he's been in the big leagues. The addition of power being a minor leaguer was a risky proposition, even if he was the minor league player of the year, but that's good scouting. That's a good use of your own prospects because Michael Bush, it cost you a lot in terms of the pitcher that you gave up, but it is costing you nothing in terms of money. And his raw power, I don't know how many guys in the sport have more power than him. 10? 20? It seems to be pretty elite raw power, and that is something that the Cubs were sorely lacking.
Yeah, right now just 11 players have barreled more baseballs this year than Michael Bush. He's barreled 7 baseballs. It ties him with Manny Machado, with Mike Trout, with Pete Alonso. And he as a minor leaguer who you're hoping to make the next step, it is a very different profile than Matt Mervis. Even though it felt like, well, this was this lefty who was great in AAA, and let's see if he can be in the bigs. Don't they already have that guy? No, it's a different kind of hitter. This is a guy who's working good counts and getting fastballs, and he's murdering them. And he wasn't murdering fastballs last year in his cup of coffee with the Dodgers. He struggled big time, and now he's getting fastballs at like 60%, and he's killing them because his pitch recognition apparently has gotten a lot better. And sometimes that doesn't happen till you get to the majors. So, like, they're really impressed with him. The way that Dustin Kelly talks about him, the way that Craig Counsell talks about him. This is a guy who is different than a bunch of other sort of quadruple A people that we've seen. Scouting is right. I mean, apparently some really good scouting. And even though the Dodgers have a lot of guys like this, they have a lot of decent hitters who are blocked by, you know, the fact that they have Freeman and they have Muncy and they have Mookie and they have Shohei. There was no spot for Michael Busch. They seem to have picked the right dude because he's doing it on a bunch of different kinds of pitches and hitting just absolute blasts, man.
Do you find yourself nervous watching this team despite all that? Like, despite feeling with the offense is there and knows what they're doing? I find myself nervous.
Well, it's because Hector Neris has looked really bad. And right now it seems the approach is to keep putting him out there in big situations. And Adbert has already blown two saves. So yeah, you've got that. But no, I don't know if nervous is right. There was good drama yesterday. It was good fun drama yesterday. But I feel like there's a good team and a smart organization that is being aggressive in terms of like checking out different people and seeing what they have at this point. So I think they're going to figure it out. They're going to figure out what their shortcomings are, and they'll go and fill those holes. So I find it fun and dramatic, but not nerve-wracking.
I don't want the bullpen to blow the rest of the stuff for the team. Because I agree, good organization, healthy organization, good offense, but I don't want them to be snake-bitten. Like, bullpen losses are painful, and injuries can derail this thing. And so I'm bracing for hopefully it's nothing with Saya, and this team feels good. But you need a little bit of good luck, and so far it feels like they've had a little bit of bad luck when it comes to the injuries. So I'm just like, just get a little good luck here, and we should play some more in depth stuff on Michael Busch before polls position at 3 o'clock. So we're going to do that coming up. We've got a great expert to talk for polls business. Then Jim DeShays will join us at 4. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
Just trying to not get too big. You know, just trying to let the pitcher make a mistake. If he makes a good pitch, just take a hit or take a ball in play or take a foul ball, whatever that is. And if he makes a mistake, just try to not do too much with it. You know, and sometimes good things happen.
That's Michael Busch. He's got a homer in 4 straight games. He has been absolutely massive, and it's a big win so far for Jed Hoyer, who just found out will join us on the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So
outstanding.
I mean, it is, because then he can join us for polls position.
Right, he's right. You know what? We should do polls position at 3:25, and at the end of Jed Hoyer tomorrow, we should let him chime in on some Bears-related polls position content.
I thought Shane booked him for polls position, so we could just talk about, you know, the process of drafting, positional value, the Patriots, things of this day, how his kids are feeling about Justin Fields no longer being here, and Caleb Williams, et cetera.
All right, well,
you want to talk baseball
with
him?
I'll probably try to squeeze in a couple of baseball things with Jed if there's
all
time.
Right.
You know,
all right, well, that's a thought. It is at 3 o'clock during the off season. I'm pretty sure is polls position.
Doesn't he know what we do around here?
I know.
Jed, have a little respect. You mentioned 4 games in a row for Busch. Patrick Wisdom's done it a couple times. Anthony Rizzo did it once. And then did you see the names on the list of Cubs who have homered 5 games in a row? And Michael Busch will go for that tonight in Arizona in the first game of the series.
Give me the list.
Christopher Morel last May.
Okay.
Sammy Sosa. So a guy who, you know, has the production of a Hall of Famer. Yeah. There's no issues in his career as far as I can tell.
Just an excellent hitter.
Ryan Sandberg. Dude who's got a statue. It's good to see Ryan out there at the home opener. So Sammy Sosa, Christopher Morel, Ryan Sandberg, and Hack Wilson. In 1928, Hack Wilson, freaking legendary, man. Guy who's a top 10 MVP vote getter 4 out of 5 years, drove in 191 runs 1 year. It's still the record, forever the record with 191 ribbies. So, like, that's where Michael Bush is headed. That list, if he homers tonight in the fifth game in a row against Merrill Kelly, at least at the beginning for the Diamondbacks. It's crazy.
Pretty ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I missed counsel on the show on Friday, which was a bummer, but this was many home runs ago, but Council was already singing his praises.
The young player that I talk is just Michael Bush has been really, really fun because I think he's handled everything so, so well early. You know, this is like you get traded to Chicago Cubs. You're the first baseman. You're a rookie, you know, and there's some heat on you to succeed. And I think I just really appreciate his kind of level-headedness and kind of his consistent approach. It really, I think, is going to it bodes well for him to have success. And so it's been fun watching an important player getting off to a good start, I think, for us that I've been really pleased with.
That was an open-ended question, Danny, on which players have surprised you. And he went to Bush, and that's before he homered in the next three games. But that dude is like... I can't stress it enough. It's different than Mervis. It's different than some others. He's not chasing. His contact rate is high. You know, this is a dude who can hit, who also has raw power. Like he's a hitter who also can hit just absolute moonshots, and they're satisfying, aren't they? Like big,
they are very satisfying.
Big, high, long home runs to deep regions of right field.
Yeah, we'll be able to play the like when we get the right mic. Like the right boom mic in the right setting, we'll be able to play the bat crack game with him. Like he's gonna have some very satisfying whacks of the baseball that Tanny will be able to have a lot of fun with over the course of the year.
It's satisfying whacks. We're big fans of those on this show. Always have been.
Satisfying whacks. 2-6.
Oh yeah, that's us. We're a couple of satisfying whacks. I think. I think so. I certainly think you are.
Your wife travels occasionally. My wife traveled to Europe for a week, 2 weeks ago. You got to have some.
No, I wasn't even.
Yes, you were.
I mean, I was near it.
Yes, you were.
I was hanging out in adjacent to it.
Yes, you were.
You know?
Yes, you were. Don't put that all on me.
Oh, God. Yeah, satisfying wax, 2-6 here. You're on the score. But
can someone make the I saw satisfying wax at Metro joke, please? I never feel comfortable making it because it's about attending a concert.
Right, because nobody believes that that's what you actually did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand.
Okay.
But he's like, I once saw
satisfying wax 3 times in one night. Go on.
Oh, God.
Go on. Keep making your point.
He is sneaking up on people. It's a lefty slugger surrounded by righties, not a super well-known big leaguer. Now let's see what happens when they start attacking him in a different way. Start throwing him a bunch of junk because the book was fastballs, and if he's hammering fastballs, they'll throw him junk when he's ahead in the count, when he's worked the count to a good spot. And we'll see if he can actually do anything, but it's a massive, massive effect on this lineup to have a legit lefty slugger right there in the middle of that batch of righties and Bellinger. You know,
because well, I mean, we also just talk about it. I mean, it's cheaper than we talked about Pete Alonso a lot this offseason. You know,
yeah,
talked about hey, are they gonna what? They didn't make the run at Bryce Harper or Juan Soto or whatever. This is a cheaper way to get raw power. This is a cheaper way to get raw lefty power in the middle of your lineup.
By the way, a texter reminds me, and they're correct, that in the Dylan Cease package that the Dodgers had put together before they pivoted and went and got Tyler Glasnow instead, Michael Bush was one of the headliners of that package that the Dodgers.
No, but they are. I mean, come on. The White Sox already have.
Already got Andrew Vaughn.
Exactly. They got Andrew Vaughn and 100 first basemen.
Yeah, sure. Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron are your hosts because Danny Parkins decided, Craig Counsell, that interviewing you was secondary to his life as his best friend is getting married today in Kansas City. Can you believe that, Craig?
Yeah, I know where I stand.
it's good to learn that, don't you think? I mean,
yeah. I mean, as you're building new relationships, very important to learn that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, take that to heart and just know that, we care more. Speaks and Anthony Herron care more. So, I mean, I had to get you back for what you did to me with David Ross a couple years ago.
I appreciate that.
You know,
I appreciate that.
Building new relationships, says Craig.
Yeah, new relationships is an interesting way to put it. Mm-hmm. New relationship with the show. I felt secure in the length of the relationship. But trust me, I was not pleased. By the way, if I would have called in, I could have had a retort to the manager of the Cubs.
Oh, really?
Can we get some consistency? Today's supposed to be Thursday. He came on Wednesday before opening day, and then he comes on Friday.
Wow. There he is, Speaks, taking that thumb and turning it the other direction, pointing it at somebody else.
He's the best. Danny can point a thumb for anybody who doesn't know, just not at himself. He turns the hand slightly.
I'm just saying, Danny's missing a Friday during baseball season. Yeah. That won't be a big deal. There's often Cubs day games on Fridays, and the manager comes on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. But he came on a Friday. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Put it on me then.
Glad you didn't call in with that one.
Yeah, right. Me too. Right. Me too. I probably wouldn't. Yeah. I probably would say that to him. Depends if they had a win or a loss the night before, whether or not I can get away with that one.
Well, I like that we can ask Jed Hoyer about his early impressions of the working relationship with Craig Counsell so far. You know, because it's very interesting, and we'll talk to Jim DeShays in about an hour about everything that he has seen on that West Coast trip so far. And it should be an interesting series in Arizona. Might see Jameson Taillon on Wednesday in his season debut. The timing matches up with what his rehab has been.
Excellent analyst, Matt Hamilton, former NFL scout, coaches quarterbacks, works on the Up and Adams show. He's been on the show before. He's really, really good. He joins us for Pulse Position next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.